Embattled Minister Claire Curran may be in more trouble after this answer to National MP Melissa Lee about the use of her personal email account for government business.
To the Minister, what government business has she conducted via her Gmail account?
To the best of my recollection, I've answered OIA responses and personal and parliamentary questions correctly, and to the best of my recollection, that's what I've done.
That's Claire Curran. She couldn't be reached for comment this morning, but we are joined by the person who asked that question in Parliament, National's MP Melissa Lee. Good morning.
Good morning, Guyan.
So, clearly struggling there to respond to your question. What sense did you make of it? What do you take from that answer?
Well, I didn't quite know what the answer was, and she seemed to be struggling. But the real issue is that she used her personal Gmail for correspondence in an official capacity as a minister, and she needs to be transparent, and she hasn't been, and she's been caught out, and this is her second offence.
Okay, let's go to the issue, though, of whether this is a common or appropriate, and listeners who are keen on American politics will realise that this was a big issue for Hillary Clinton and the use of personal email. But here in New Zealand, is it appropriate, is it commonplace for a minister to use a Gmail or other than an official account to conduct government business?
Well, I've not been a minister, so I don't know the actual process in relation to the use of a personal email address. Having said that, I would have thought that when a minister is actually using a personal email, because they are people as well, everybody has a personal email account, I would have thought that when they're conducting official business, there is a process in declaring or being transparent about what is being conducted using their personal email address. In this particular case, Claire Curran's personal Gmail account, if she's used that email account to do official business, government business, then she needs to be very clear as to what she has done, what correspondence she's actually had, and she needs to declare it, and she hasn't.
And is this take on extra resonance because of the way that she's handled those other two high-profile meetings with Carol Hirschfeld in the broadcasting portfolio and with Derek Handley in her communications, or as she was looking for the chief technology officer, I think, in that respect?
She's not corresponding with her neighbour. She's actually dealing with issues related to her portfolio. First one with Carol Hirschfeld. Carol was the head of news and head of content at RNZ, and the minister was less than transparent about her meeting with Carol. And in terms of Derek Handley, she had a late meeting. Her staff didn't even know about it. I mean, so where is that transparency? And she was the Minister for Open Government.
So do you think that the intent here is to try to skirt around the Official Information Act by using a personal Gmail account? I mean, do you think that's what's underpinning the motivation?
Well, I can't exactly tell what is in Claire Curran's head, but I would have thought that when someone is actually not declaring official meetings that they've actually had, she's either very, very forgetful or she's actually very lacking in transparency.
Do you think she should remain a minister?
Well, I've always maintained that decision is actually for her and her prime minister. But what this actually shows is a very lack in leadership for this current Prime Minister and this coalition government. This minister has offended not once, not twice, and it seems I have no idea what other correspondence are actually in her personal Gmail, and I would like to know.
And are you pursuing this? Are you going to pursue
this? Yes, I am pursuing this. And, I mean, the way that the minister has actually answered yesterday, obviously she was very uncomfortable. And she has declared that her staff have access to her personal Gmail, and I can't actually believe that. I can't believe anything that the minister actually says.
Thank you for your time, Melissa Lee. Now, we did try to contact Claire Curran this morning. We do want to get her side, Minister, if you are listening. We would be interested to talk to you perhaps in the last hour of the program to get your response to that critique from Melissa Lee, who asked the questions in Parliament, and it sounds like she is going to keep the heat on the minister from what she was saying.